month from 7 to 9, or 7 to 8:30 actually, at 52 East Main Street. And again, you don't have to register for the support group that you just come to, and you don't have to be a member of NAMI. And it's for families, again, who have someone in their family or they work with someone and who have a mental health issue. Now, if a person with a mental health issue contacts us, we try to get them the services that they need and, you know, to get better and get on with their life. We have a phone you can call if you have any questions. It's 908-284-0500. 908-284-0500. We don't have someone who mans the phone 24/7, but we do have someone who looks at it or, you know, checks it out twice a day. And they would promise you we will get back to you as soon as possible. I'm going to turn it over to my co-host, Tracy, and she can get us started.
Hello. Today, we're very pleased to have with us Richard Hall and Leo Fry of the Friendly Sons of St. Patrick, a charitable organization that helps people in Hunterdon County, New Jersey, and which also holds an annual St. Patrick's Day parade. We're going to start with that parade since it's this Sunday and then talk about the organization. When they're not busy with parades or charitable work, Richard is a senior sales consultant with CenturyLink, and Leo is the owner of Fry Engineering. So let's talk about the parade first. Rich, is it Rich or Richard?
Either one is fine. Rich is good.
Okay, Rich. So I understand you're the Grand Marshal?
I am the 2020 Grand Marshal of the 7th Parade.
All right. So why don't you tell us a little about the parade highlights this year, time, location, so forth.
It's this Sunday, 3 p.m. The pre-parade activities start at around 2:30. We're going to have Irish step dancers on Main Street dancing. We're going to have two, potentially three schools this year spread out across Main Street. In the parade, we're going to have multiple marching units, five pipe and drum bands, the high school band, live animals, multiple horse units, dogs, Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, Scouts as well now, Rotary, all the bunch of units. Great parade.
Is this the biggest so far?
This is the biggest St. Patrick's Day parade in Hunterdon County, and we grow a little bit each year.
Okay, great.
I got to interrupt. I love the Italian, not the Italian, the Irish dancers.
Oh, the step dancers, they're fantastic.
In fact, we're going to see a group of them at the Hunterdon Hills Playhouse. And, you know, we've seen them before, and they're just, to me, they're fantastic. My wife and I just love them, you know, to see them. And they're so agile, and, you know, it's just the ability to do that stuff is amazing to me.
One of our past step dancers that's been in our parade is now in the Riverdance playing in New York City.
Okay, yeah.
We have some quality entertainment.
Right, right. That's cool.
The world qualifiers, world champions.
Right, yeah.
So you also mentioned by land and by air. Tell us what's going on overhead.
Every year, weather permitting, the New Jersey State Police, they do a flyover with their chopper. They get pretty low. You can blow the hatch right off your heads. The kids love it. It's very exciting. You know, it's a great honor to have them come over and do this flyover. We have the State Police marching their parade, their band. So it's excellent.
How many bands do you have in there?
We have six bands total and multiple like individual pipers as well.
Okay.
We have five pipe and drum bands and one high school marching band, the North Hunterdon High School.
And that's the six bands that you have?
That's the six bands, correct.
Now, when you said you had five
pipe and drum bands.
Okay. Where are they from? Are they from around here? Or
St. Anne's is probably the most local.
Okay.
From St. Anne's up in just the northern part of Warren County, southern.
Right.
Over there. We have Somerset Pipe and Drums, the Guard from up in Morristown, the State Police, and then Tiernogue from down by the Trenton area.
Oh, okay.
If we come up.
Okay. That's interesting.
So we, you mentioned the Irish step dancers. Are they going to be at your after party at the Red Mill Museum or some Irish step dancers?
The after party starts at 4, goes to 7:30. This year we have a very popular regional band called the Amish Outlaws, and they'll be playing along with the DJ. We have, during the sets for the band, we'll have the Irish step dancers. We also have a pipe and drum. We have awards for the parade. And it's pretty much a family-friendly type of event. It's paid with all the profits going towards the general charity fund that goes to all into the county.
So the fundraiser is at where? The Red Mill?
Well, the parade is one of the largest fundraisers that the Friendly Sons present every year. That and the golf outing they have during the summer. Over the last 10 years, they've given out more than $350,000 to various charitable organizations just in Huntington County. The Friendly Sons themselves, there's almost a chapter in every county throughout the United States, and in most large cities also have a chapter. Say Marshtown has a large chapter of say 500 or 600. Huntington, being much younger, has a chapter, and we have about 120 members. And we're found on basically learning more about our Irish culture, doing charitable works, and fraternal. Many of these people become lifelong friends. The families get together. It's a very warm and loving group. It's really quite nice.
Okay, now the after party, there's a fee associated with that, but the parade is free, correct?
That is correct, yes. The fee's $40 for the after party, and that's basically to include the meal, toys, the band, the tents, and then there's various things to drink there, both alcoholic and non-alcoholic.
Who's the DJ?
The DJ is actually part of the band from the Amish Outlaws.
Okay.
They actually are playing. The next week they play in Las Vegas. They play all around. They play at Music Fest, a number of the large events around here. We were quite lucky to get them. They're a very lively and entertaining group that engages the audience.
Okay.
Do they play Celtic music at all?
They play a few Celtic songs. Mostly they're a cover band.
Okay.
And the DJ will be spinning Celtic songs, and actually there'll be a sing-along with a few of the songs also.
So before we came on the air, we found out you were quite the historian. And I noticed on your website there's a photo about Irishtown in Clinton, which a lot of people might not know about it. Can you tell me more? Apparently Halsted Street was once known as Irishtown.
Well, the Red Mill, and within Clinton itself, has deep Irish roots. The Red Mill was run by a family who were Irish, and did a lot of the work in the quarrying and the grain and the milling. So there's, you know, a rich history of Irish throughout the Huntington County.
Great.
Would you explain a little bit about Friendly Sons? I've never heard of it, and I've been in Huntington County over 40 years. And, you know, how did it... What is it, basically?
It's a group of Irishmen, or actually any nationality, came together. There was a chapter in Morristown, which we kind of spun off of them. Basically, it's promote Irish heritage, the culture, community, camaraderie, or three C's.
Okay.
The main purpose is to promote the... We do a parade. We have a fundraiser.
So in some of the older towns, you'll see the organization was established much earlier. Morristown has a very large and old chapter, just like, say, in Scranton, Pennsylvania, and we go up there and we have some relatives up in that area. They have a tremendous, because of the coal mining industry,
mm-hmm.
way back in the 1870s, they have a membership of over 5,000. So some of the larger towns, now Clinton, being much more rural and spun off a little bit later, started with a number of dads who had their children in Irish step dancing classes in school, got together, said, you know, this is something we'd like to do. We're together all the time. We like being with each other. We enjoy our culture. And each one of them were involved in the charitable organizations. They said, we can do this. And it just started from a few gentlemen getting together and forming, just having a small group meet together. And as it grew and grew, and each year we've grown to take on new roles, different charitable things like going down, helping people move from houses where the county's reached out. We need someone needs a new refrigerator. They need a new bathroom rebuilt. This family's rent needs to be paid because they're going to turn off the lights. This child needs a wheelchair. So charity is a very big thing. All the money we raise from these different events, that is profit, all goes to complete charity. In fact, even when we get together to have a small party among ourselves. We pay 100% out of our own pocket. Nothing comes out from anything else. So we're very much, we strongly believe in giving back to the county.
Hmm. The original chapter in Baltimore was founded initially to start, like, as the Irish came off the boat, to help them get established in the community and help them survive over here. Mm-hmm. That's what it was originally founded.
Okay. What about the rest of New Jersey? Does every county have its own organization, or are there only a few in New Jersey, let's say?
No, just about every county in New Jersey has an organization, and a few of the larger cities, Morristown, Trenton, Newark, have their own separate chapters. In fact, some of them actually have more than one chapter because it gets so large.
Hmm. That's pretty amazing. Well, we're going to have to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
100 Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. 100 Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call 100 Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.100andhealthcare.org.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design. This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hello, you're listening to Mental Health Matters. This is Tracy Ivey, along with Larry Cartwright. And our guests today are Leo Fry and Rich Hall of the Friendly Sons of St. Patrick. We're talking about the parade and their organization. You want to give us, Leo, a quick little capsule of what you just talked about during the break, just about the Irish potato famine and how they landed up here? We'll just do a quick little history of that.
There was a question about why so many Irish in the United States. And Ireland, for the most part, has very poor soil, and they survived off of a monocrop, potatoes. In other areas where it was valleys, they had able to grow wheat, but primarily that was sent back over to England because England basically owned all of Ireland at the time, and so it was sent back there. So when the crops started to fail and they had the blight of the potato, there was not much left for them to do. In rough numbers, about a quarter survived, a quarter perished, and then a quarter went over to the United States, and a quarter went over to Australia and New Zealand. And so over in Australia, there's a tremendous Irish colony. And just like in the United States, there's been a number of movies, Gangs of New York and stuff, that show the Irish coming right off the boats, being brought into right into the Union Army. But the same thing happened when they were coming off the boats in Savannah and down in New Orleans, that during the Civil War, there was a large and very famous units from both the Confederate and the Union side that were known as the Irish Brigades. Right. A very famous Irish brigade was from New York City, and it still exists as that, and they march in the St. Patrick's Day parade in New York City. But Savannah has one of the largest Irish parades, St. Paddy Day's parades in the United States, along with Chicago. And Savannah is because it's one of the ports that a lot of Irish came in during that 1840 to 1860 period. So that's one of the reasons why there's so many. There was no other resort. They literally was to starve or to come over and find a new life.
So, Leo, I understand that you have been elected or named the Irishman of the Year for the organization. What does that involve?
Well, it's actually it's a great honor. Certainly it was unanticipated, and I'm very grateful and humbled by it. I think the title represents, and I'm one of a long line of people that have tried to give back to the community, indicate, you know, the idea of knowing your Irish heritage, trying to promote that, and keeping up with the idea of fellowship. And hopefully I've exhibited those things to warrant the title. Certainly there's a number of gentlemen that have come before me that, you know, I call them friends and I look up to. There's certainly a nice group of gentlemen.
So to help foster the Irish heritage, you give out awards. Do school children get awards?
We do different things as far as the heritage and learning about the heritage. And, for example, the parade itself tries to instill some of the ideas of music and dance. But within the after party, we have displays. Like this year, there'll be a large display for the step dancing and what is that the dresses mean and what do the shoes mean and things like this. Or Irish culture as far as their coinage or their stamps, things of that nature, or history. The Irish sweater itself. The Irish sweater is rather famous because one of the professions over in Ireland has been fishing, and fishing in small boats is a very dangerous, hazardous activity. And the fishermen would wear these things, these sweaters, wool, mm-hmm. because that's what they could grow over there is wool. Right. And so they'd make these very thick, hardy sweaters, and they each clan would have their pattern on the sweater. And so there's a number of different patterns. So when you look at, there's actually different weaves and things of that nature, over 100 different patterns for different clans. And on a sadder note, sometimes that was the only way they could identify a lost soul when the remains would wash up on shore. You could see the pattern of the sweater.
The awards you're talking about for the kids, each year the Friendly Sons gives out awards to graduating seniors. Anywhere from 5 to 10 are chosen. They submit an application. They write an essay based upon their community service. We select the award recipients. And it's anywhere from $250 to $500, depending upon how many we have.
Wow. Let me ask you something. How did you get involved in this?
I got involved with the Friendly Sons back in 1999. I was just graduated Seton Hall, and I met my, at the time, girlfriend, then fiancée, and currently wife. And her father was a member of the Morristown chapter.
Okay.
So he invited me up to you should come out and go to the Morristown Friendly Sons. I never heard of it. And he's like, you like it. It's $10. They have food and all you can drink. Being a 26-year-old, $10, all you can drink and food. This was the greatest thing ever.
No-brainer.
Yeah. So we went up there, a couple meetings. Then I've been a member of that chapter since 99. And then when the chapter here was forming, one of our main founders, Pat Whalen, came up there and said, we're forming a chapter out here in Hunterdon County. And when they started, I became the official liaison from the Morristown chapter to the Hunterdon County chapter. And eventually, I used to work in Maplewood and South Orange. But then when I transferred over to CenturyLink and left the real estate in 2008, I kind of stopped slowly, left that one, and became more involved down here in the Hunterdon County chapter.
Right. Okay.
How about you, Leo?
I was fortunate enough to be cornered by a nice gentleman called Bill Healy of Healy Crystal up in Clinton. He used to be worked for Waterford, master craftsman, really spectacular. And he was after me. He reminded me of my grandfather, a grand old Irish gentleman, truly a gentleman. And he said, you should join. You know some of the people already. And he knew I was busy with the business and everything. But he continued on. And my daughter, who has bright red hair, was saying, you should join, Dad. So I went to a meeting. And I said, this is a nice group. I enjoy this. So here I am.
How long does it take on an average to get all this prepped and organized for, you know, a two-hour parade? You know.
Well, the parade, we start back around November, really, with our parade meetings. We start working on our sponsorship packet, probably right after the summer, after the golf outing finishes up, some of the, you know, the pre-paperwork and things like that. It's a long process. You're dealing with, you know, 50 to 60 individual units.
Right.
You need to get organized. You got to raise the parade itself costs anywhere from like $15,000 to $17,000 for all the different the bands, the expenses and things, police. So it's a long process.
And then if it costs $15,000 to $17,000, you make that back in a dinner afterwards?
No, through the parade we have a tremendous. You know, sponsorships like the Cryings up in Annandale, Stonehill Financial, the Museum Store, Unity Bank, Montrose Molders, Leo with Fry Engineering, CenturyLink Rye Work, Lawn Doctor, Northwest Mutual of Clinton Financial Group, the Clinton Acura, Rossi Chevrolet, the Provident Bank, and Russ's Wrench. Those are our main sponsors. They chip in and pay for the parade. So the parade generates a profit about $15,000 a year.
And it costs about $15,000
to run. We raised over
$30,000.
Yeah, for the parade.
Terrific.
That's fantastic.
All right, so let's dive into where that money goes and talk about some of the charity works. How do you hear about these kinds of things? Through a social services agency in Hunterdon or what?
We do have it on our website. People can come to us directly. Mm-hmm. We also work a lot with Prevention Resources, the Family Success Center with Carmel Gettings.
Right.
She sends us a lot of clients. And one thing we do when we give out money to the community, a lot of the people, we don't give money to the individual. Like we'll pay their bill or we'll buy the thing directly for them. So we'll pay their rent directly to the landlord. Okay. So we know where the money's
going. Right.
We have the records of it. So you're not going to wind up money going where it's not intended.
Right. No, that makes sense.
We've had requests over the years for kids. We played for one kid's karate for a year.
Okay.
You know, Carmella recommended the kid needed discipline and structure in his life, and that's the program we came up with. Another one, a struggling single mother. The kid wanted to do dance and couldn't afford it, so the Friendly Son stepped in and paid a year of dancing for the child.
But again, how do you get this? I mean, did the mother come to you and ask for it, or how does that work? I mean,
well, it comes, in other words, as he mentioned, that sometimes we get a direct request. For example, I have a child. She has, unfortunately, we have some requests which are heart-rendering, where the parents have a child that has a fatal disease that they need a wheelchair, and the wheelchair is to support them. And then in another 2 years, the wheelchair is going to need to also support their head, where they need to have a certain cushion, other things like this, or even a pad that the child initially can. So we've worked on a number of cases that where we've worked, and each request we get are thoroughly vetted. There's a number of brothers that get together, talk about, you know, how can we fund this, whether it deserves, because there's a lot of contacts out there, and people that come in, and we also work with the county agency, and they may say, well, the person's fallen through the safety net. What can you do? Can you help them in some way, whether it's paying for this month's rent or an elderly lady's moving from her house to another low-income housing, but she can't move all her stuff. She can't afford to move all her stuff. So we'll get a number of people out there. We'll get a truck, and we'll move all the stuff over there. Or if the food pantry, say, needs painting or some carpentry work, they'll call on us because one of our members, Gary White, used to be involved in there quite a bit and still is, and says they need some work. And that's a wonderful organization for the township.
So you really help fill in the cracks in the system.
Correct.
You're sort of like a safety net in
right.
a way.
The United Way has their program called ALICE, Asset Limited, Income Constrained, and Employed. Right. And like one bill could almost set a family back, you know, like they one unexpected sure. car bill or some mm-hmm. other type of bill. So we fill in those mm-hmm. gaps to help people whole and stay in where they are.
Right.
So.
Right.
So it must be really rewarding because you can see immediate results from what you're doing.
Correct.
I think that most of the brothers would say are the thing that we enjoy the most, certainly enjoying each other's company, but is really to do the charity work, to see the difference. And it's right there, right then, where you can see somebody who, somebody who needed a walker. It, mm-hmm. it fills an right. immediate and there's instantaneous helping. Right. It really does work out well. It's right. And I can't say any brother who understands that all of our money we raise, and that's why we work so hard really to generate this money, because people don't understand there's a tremendous need in this county. There are some pockets which are very wealthy, yeah. but there are other pockets which are not so, and you would be surprised of how many people are near that line of whether they can make that nut at the end of the month. So I think we're very happy and honored that people would call upon us to help them.
Yeah, it's amazing to me that we live in Hunterdon County, and it's one of the richest counties in the state of New Jersey and in the country.
Yes.
And that people say, there's no homeless people here. There isn't. You want me to show you where they are?
Yeah.
You know where Walmart is and the food pantry is behind it? Go across the tracks and see the tents. Okay?
Yes.
Where the old, Lipton Tea or something that was on the side there, and they had trailers are still there? People use the trailers,
yeah.
And they're there, and it's like the same thing we hear all the time. Well, it's not mental illness in Hunterdon County. Really? There's one in four affected by, across the country, in the world, basically. And, it's just so hard to get people to understand that, A, there is a problem, B, there is help there, and see, you have to take a step forward to get the help a lot of times,
Well, there's a stigma still associated with mental health.
Oh, absolutely.
That's unfortunate, because it limits people from getting the help that
right.
they need.
Right. And, it's I'm assuming you guys are a nonprofit.
Yes,
503C.
Right.
Yeah, let's give out the website, phone number, Facebook, if anyone wants to find out more about the organization or has a charity need.
The website is fssphunterdon.com.
Okay, let's give the call letters for that.
F.
As in Frank.
S.
S as in Sam.
S as in Sam. P as in Peter. And then Hunterdon. HUNTERDON. Hunterdon.
.org.
.com.
Okay, so fssphunterdon.com. And you also have a Facebook page.
Correct.
So they just go to Facebook and look up FSSP or Friendly Sons of St. Patrick?
Friendly Sons of St. Patrick.
Right. What about a phone number? Do you have a phone number people call? Or
there's some phone numbers that are actually on the sheet, but most of the time, if there's people looking to contact, there are one or two numbers there, but there's also a place where you can email link.
Email.
That you can
we have an email as well. fssphunterdon@gmail.com.
Great. Okay. We're going to take another quick break, and we'll be right back.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Everybody!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
What do you want to do when you grow up? When we were young, it's a question we were often asked. As we get older, our passions become clearer, our pursuits become careers, and if we're diligent, we begin to plan for the life we want to live. That's why, at Ameriprise Financial, we ask what's most important to you. Starting with our confident retirement approach, your Ameriprise Financial advisor will ask questions that help you arrive at a customized plan that allows you to realize your goals today, tomorrow, and throughout retirement. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call Michelle Heide and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 16 Lee Street, Units 1B and 1C in Clinton, New Jersey. The confident retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
Hello, this is Tracy Ivey of Mental Health Matters here with Larry Cartwright, and our guests are Richard Hall and Leo Fry of Friendly Sons of St. Patrick, who are having a parade in Clinton on Sunday at 3 p.m. down the main street of Clinton, New Jersey. So during the break, we were talking about one of your fundraisers. It's to get a flag, a big Irish flag. Tell me a little bit about that, please, either one of you.
Up in Morris County, they carry two huge by 30 by 50 American flag and an Irish flag down Main Street. So we thought it'd be nice for Hunterdon County to get our own large Irish flag that our brothers would carry down Main Street. We've been had a fundraiser on our main website for the last couple of years, and thanks to one of Leo's generous friends, he can tell you more about that. I think we just completed it.
As I have some very, very, very nice friends, and one said, well, I know that you enjoy, you know, with the Friendly Sons, and he was looking to do something. So what he did is basically he works for J&J, and so he made a donation to the Friendly Sons as a charity, and J&J very nicely matches. So we will be getting our flag, and I think that's wonderful. It's a smaller version because we're not going across a four-lane street, but It was a very nice gesture upon that person's part.
Yeah, I don't suppose that'll be ready by Sunday.
No, not this Sunday. It takes a while to make the size flag that size.
Okay, custom made.
And what is the honorary Irishman for the day thing that you guys do?
There's the Irishman of the Year, which is myself,
right,
and there's Grand Chairman. We have also a very special award, which is not announced. We can't announce who's going to get that, but it's called the Irish Spirit Award. That's given that day for someone who has really gone above and beyond to help both of these events generate a lot of money for the county and to basically to know, let that person know. So that person is announced that day of the person who's exhibited the ideals of charity, fellowship, to the rest of the organization, and to make his, you know, to honor him that day. There's a glass plaque that's etched with his name and everything with the award.
Bill Healy crystal.
Yeah, Bill Healy makes that. So it's a nice reward, and again, all of the things that we do, while it's a parade and it's nice and everything,
right,
the whole behind the parade and the after party is that we're looking to generate money to, you know, certainly encourage fellowship and to let the community know something about the Irish heritage and everything. But in the end, we do an awful lot with charity, and these are part of our big fundraisers.
All right. Now, you had mentioned earlier about some kind of golf thing.
Correct.
Would you like to talk about that?
In 2008, the first year we were founded, we had our first charitable golf outing. And each year that raises anywhere from like 16 up to 24,000 was our highest year profits.
Mm-hmm.
To sell out every year. Some organizations struggle to get 80 or 100. Every year we're about 150 golfers. It is one of the most fun golf outings. Hole number 14, which Leo and I volunteer at and run, is the Tito's Hole. We have a inflatable couch. 2 years ago, we had a cannon on the hole, and we were, as a joke, shooting it off. It's like, say, if your foursome came up, you could make a donation and, not knowing, to your other partner, shoot it as they get up the tee off. It was a very fun day. It's
was it an inflatable couch?
We have an inflatable couch. We have a cannon.
Okay. So what gets shot off?
It's not a little the couch,
It's a little toy cannon that they shoot off at
the hole.
10-gauge
blanks. And this was not a toy, Leo.
And we have
this
we
is
have
a serious cannon.
Well, I was going to ask. It sounds like you guys have a lot of fun.
We do.
It's a nice day for the golfers and everything, with a tricky tray afterwards and a nice dinner and everything. It's nice to see that many men turn out and ladies because
and women,
we have a fair amount of both that play and some are competitive, some are not. We have the golf pro that's there at the building. He'll be on one of the holes, and he'll challenge anybody who can beat him on this par 3 to get it close. So they try to make it fun, and they auction off to have a TV set and different types of blankets and all sorts of things that are donated by businesses and individuals within the county.
Right.
So do you have the date? Any other specifics on it? It's in July.
July 17th, I believe, Friday. Shotguns. So we held up in Beaverbrook.
Okay.
Beaverbrook Golf Course.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, but basically
all
they have a nice.
Be on your website.
Yes, they have a lunch ahead of time, then the day of golfing, and then the evening of a very nice dinner up there. They do a wonderful job.
Are those your two main fundraisers then? The parade and the golf outing. Is there any other? Are there any other major, or do you have minor fundraisers throughout the year? Or?
Well, this past year we actually ran a fundraiser for Maddie Kinney, the child that got hit by the car up on 513. Right. So in partnership with Beaverbrook, they came to us and said, you know, we know how to do events. You guys know how to fundraise. Would you mind partnering with us and helping us raise money to help the child? So we looked at it, a few of us, and we said, yeah, we could do this. So in a matter of a short time, we started in like mid-September. We pulled off one of our largest fundraisers. We raised over $25,000 for the child, which we now control and will be distributing to her to help her medical needs and as she goes on with her rehabilitation. So we do other things on a one-off basis, but generally the parade and our golf outing are our biggest ones.
Right.
We've had halfway to St. Patrick's Day parties on occasion. They're more of a break-even. With the promote Irish culture.
How did you raise all that money for Maddie Kinney? Was it all online through donations or what?
We had at Beaverbrook, we had a dinner dance. We had We May Be Right, the Billy Joel tribute band, come in and play through ticket sales, through our main sponsors.
50-50 and a 50-50. Tricky tray. The tricky trays and the 50-50s. We have a lot of very generous people within the county who have some means and they give out. And I can say the same for businesses. There's whether it's carpet cleaning or it's somebody with cut crystal or it may be a Basil Bandwagon. There's a number of organizations like this that reach out and say, here, Metropolitan Seafood. So they give out these gifts, and it really turns out to be a very, very nice evening.
Two of my son's first job was at Metropolitan Seafood.
Mark does a great
you
job.
You mentioned, I know him very well. You mentioned We May Be Right, the band.
Correct.
Carl Dietl.
Yeah, I know Bill.
Okay. I had him in youth group when he was probably 14. My daughter's significant other is the bass player there in the band.
Yeah.
Luke. He's with the one
they are a terrific band.
Yeah, they are. And that's a lot of fun to listen to them, you know.
Yeah, we were a little nervous about the fundraiser, how it was going to go. But once we got that band signed on, like people were up dancing the entire night. It was a fantastic evening.
They do that Billy Joel thing?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And our president at the time, Brian Manning, he learned a lesson. Right as they started to play Piano Man, he wanted to do some introductions and some announcements. So he walked in as they start up, you know, key for Piano Man, and, like, stopped the music, and, like, he learned. you do not stop Piano Man when they start playing.
Right, exactly. Yeah. But it's just ironic that you said that because I know the, you know.
Yeah, no, Carl's a great guy. I know him
really. I know Carl very well. Yeah. I know his parents and all mm-hmm. that, you know, and his brother. And like I said, and my daughter, whose birthday is today, happy birthday, Sherry, and her significant other plays the bass in that band, you know, and has for quite a while.
One from Long Island as well. So I'm a big Billy Joel fan.
I'm from Brooklyn, originally.
Okay. I'm from New York. So
we tolerate you guys from Long Island.
So, Larry, didn't you say you were half Irish or something?
No.
Any Irish?
No.
Oh.
I'm mostly Native American.
I'm not exactly sure if that's a qualification to belong.
I have a little bit of German.
Do you require
a
certain...
No.
I mean, it's sort
no.
Of
well, for the Friendly Sons, we have two main requirements. Okay. You have to be Irish or want to be Irish.
Oh, okay. Well, that covers a lot of territory.
It covers everybody.
Yeah. So
no,
your
not
meetings
really.
Are...
I'm happy being Native American.
There's one in every crowd. So your meetings are what, monthly?
We have monthly meetings.
Mm-hmm.
Second Tuesday of every month. Mm-hmm. It's 8 o'clock. Held up at the Elks Club up in Clinton area. Mm-hmm. Nice group, and then we have a nice meeting hall. We sit down. It's a nice evening. It's a... We're not nearly as formal as a lot of other fraternal organizations, a bit easier going.
So I would imagine there are a lot of socializing that goes on beyond the meetings.
Yes.
Maybe you could even call it a networking organization. People have helped other people get jobs, that kind of thing.
Very much so. I can say that there's a number of, for example, is that there are a couple of members whose children were interested in engineering. And they would bring their children in, and I could go them or have them do an internship, mm-hmm. and vice versa. Somebody needs some information on financial planning or something like this. We do help each other out, which is a nice aspect.
Right.
It's a good benefit.
We have to take another quick break, but before we do, I just have to mention that on April 2nd at the County Administration Building on Route 12, if you're looking to volunteer somewhere but don't know where or how to go about it or anything, there's going to be about 20 different organizations there. It's from 3 to 7, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, 7 at night, and we'll all have tables. NAMI will have a table there because we're all volunteers, but some of the other companies take in volunteers. So if you're looking, you can stop at each table and talk and see if there's something that you can do and volunteer with, and... it's from like 3 to 7, April 2nd, and that's at the Hunterdon County office buildings there, the chamber buildings there, on Route 12. Okay? Let's take a break, and we'll be right back.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
What do you want to do when you grow up? When we were young, it's a question we were often asked. As we get older, our passions become clearer, our pursuits become careers, and if we're diligent, we begin to plan for the life we want to live. That's why, at Ameriprise Financial, we ask what's most important to you. Starting with our confident retirement approach, your Ameriprise Financial Advisor will ask questions that help you arrive at a customized plan that allows you to realize your goals today, tomorrow, and throughout retirement. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call Michelle Heidi and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 16 Lee Street, Units 1B and 1C in Clinton, New Jersey. The confident retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
Hello, we're back on Mental Health Matters with our two guests, Richard Hall and Leo Fry from the Friendly Sons of St. Patrick, who are having a parade this Sunday, 3 p.m. And there are still tickets available for the after party, is that correct?
Yes, there are. We expect that there's going to be a it's going to be a beautiful day, 50 degrees, partly sunny, and it's going to be a wonderful time. We're going to have a band, DJ, lots of different types of food, drink, prizes. So it'll be nice.
So it's family entertainment too. People bring their children.
Very much
correct.
Last year we had about 40 children under the age of 10.
Okay. Yeah. Is there a same price or how does the pricing work?
For the adults, it's $40. For the children, from 10 to 20, it's $10. And under 10, it's free.
Right. I have an 8-year-old daughter, so as she ages, we're going to increase that free range.
Yeah, right.
So I guess you have a couple of different generations of people too who are members.
We try to make it friendly in the sense that there's a little bit of something like we're going to have the DJ spin some typical songs that you probably remember as you were kids. You know, the unicorn song and things like this. Right. Things that kids would enjoy. We have bags with prizes and toys and stuff inside them, which we give out to the children. Coloring books, beads. Mm-hmm. Kazoos. All the kids get kazoos.
All right, real quick question. Where does the parade start and where does it end? Does it start at the...
It starts at the community center. We're next to the library. Okay. It comes down Halstead Street. This year we're reversing the regular route. We're going to make a right onto Lower Center Street, come around by City Spot, by the bridge.
Okay, yeah.
We're going to walk then up past Doors where the viewing stand will be, right in front of Doors. We put a stage there. Walk down past JJ Scoops, past toward the firehouse. We get to the firehouse, going to make a left up New Street. We get to the top of New, make a left back onto Center Street, and then a right onto Halstead and head back up to the community center at the end.
Yeah, okay.
That's pretty long.
Yeah, that's I was just going to say.
Yeah, it's over a mile or so.
Right.
It's a good parade route.
Right, right.
So,
that's pretty interesting.
Right. You're going to have any fire trucks?
We have the whole police and fire division. We have Clinton Fire Department usually puts in about 3 or 4 units. We have a Clinton Rescue Squad, which puts in some pretty cool units. They have this one little ATV-type vehicle, which they use to go into the woods and things.
Right, right.
They usually pull their raft boat. So I'm trying to get them to put in the water so we can do by land, air, and sea. If I can convince them, that's my main
put it in
objective.
A creek there along by the
bridge.
Yeah,
on the river, right by the bridge.
Right.
And we already have the air covered as long as weather permitting with the helicopter. Okay. And then this year we're going to be doing things that we have not done in the past.
Is it a surprise? Or
it is a surprise. When you come to town on that morning, you are going to be surprised.
You can't get into the town because it'll be blocked off.
You could just say we're going to paint the town green.
Okay.
That sounds good. Where are all the floats? Where are they staging? I'm just curious.
On Center Street, on Halstead Street, between the Irish Town sign you mentioned earlier, which is just north of the bridge, to the library.
Okay.
Like the New York City Parade, there's very few floats in the parade.
Right.
We do have a couple of cars. Only one or two float. Most of it's a walking parade.
Do you happen to know when the St. Patrick's Day parade is in Manhattan? Is it on Sunday or is it actually on the 17th? I'm just curious.
The New York City parade is always on St. Patrick's Day, with the exception of if it falls on a Sunday, they move it to the Saturday or Monday?
Saturday, I think it is.
Saturday?
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so you can still get to, everybody can go to that one too if they want.
Oh, yeah. That's a big event.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, yours sounds like it's a big event for our county, you know.
It is.
I mean, because it seems
to
me like you take a lot of time to get it all together and everything, so I'd consider it a big event for this area, you know.
Yes. We do put our heart into it. There's a lot of man hours, and when I say man hours, I can say that a number of the wives and daughters pitch in quite a bit, so I don't want to say this is just... All just the
no,
thing.
No.
I can, for example, is that one of the things that we're going to be doing is we're cooking up 400 individual mac and cheese servings for people that are vegetarian or for the children and stuff as an alternative meal. So, you know, we do things of that nature. And so we try to really take pride in presenting our best face forward, and something for just about everybody that can enjoy the day.
And with the after party, because Leo took that over, it's his third year doing it, he's really taking the after party to the next level. We used to be at the firehouse with multiple rooms. It was kind of small, condensed. We went to the Red Mill, and that's just a, you know, one of the most historic sites in the county.
Right.
Up there, it's a, you know, it's up on the quarry area.
Sure.
With the rock wall in the background.
Mm-hmm.
That was Mullins Quarry.
Yeah, and Leo does a tremendous job bringing in the culture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great. That's awesome. Why don't you give the email address again?
Email is FSSP, so Frank Sam Sam Peter, Hunterdon at gmail.com.
Great. And the website again?
It's www.fsshunterdon.com.
Okay. So, is there anything else you'd like to add about the charities that you're going to be raising funds for and how important it is to you to be part of the community?
This past year, we've paid people's heating bills. One of the largest donations we did, the United Way, they sent off about a dozen volunteers to mm-hmm. our after party and to our parade to help volunteer and work the event. We have a great partnership with them. So this past year, we donated $500 to the Helping Hands program, where we got the Christmas list of the individual families that the United Way helps and buys presents for Christmas. So we went out and we purchased from their list actual like gifts and, you know, toys mm-hmm. and for them. It's like the, you know, the little G.I. Joe set for Johnny, you know, the jacket for mom that she requested in the right size. And you know, Leo and I both did that this year when shopping for him. We also, through United Way, for their back-to-school program, purchased 144 backpacks for the back-to-school program. So we do a lot within the community. And one of our main requirements is that the people we help are all within the county.
Right.
So everything, you know, is raised here, stays here.
Right.
So we're not sending money outside.
Right.
So that is one of our main requirements. We've had requests for help outside, like up in northern Warren County, Somerset County. And they're worthy requests, but we do try to keep it local.
Okay. And we redirect them to the specific other groups.
Other groups that's in those counties, right? Yes. Well, we really appreciate you taking the time out to come and talk to about your project here on Sunday or Saturday. When is it? Saturday, right?
Sunday, right? Sunday.
Okay. Duh. Yeah, I had it right the first time. You
that's
know.
Fine.
And I, you know, I really appreciate, you know, you taking the time out to come and do this and, you know, and all the work that you do, you know. And so we thank you for coming.
Yeah. Thank you for having us.
And thank you very much for having us. That's I appreciate the opportunity to let everybody know what we do.
Right.
It's nice to hear about the organization behind the parade so that people can find out more about it. Thank you again.
And we'll be back next week, same time, same station. And remember, folks, mental health really does matter. See you next week.
You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located at the historic Large House, 119 Main Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programs.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hot in Hunterdon every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hot in Hunterdon provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addiction, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is meeting with his top economic advisors at the White House on Monday. Fears about the growing coronavirus threat are again troubling the financial markets.
We've been on this from day one when we first got word from the China CDC about this and have been working aggressively to prepare this country for what we see as a very serious public health threat.
Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says a vaccine and a therapeutic is being worked on aggressively along with border control measures. In an exclusive interview with NBC News, former Vice President Joe Biden says the markets have no confidence in President Trump's ability to handle the coronavirus.
There's no confidence in the president in anything he says or does. He turns everything into what he thinks is a political benefit for himself, and he's actually imploding.
Biden didn't offer any proof to his allegations. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt. Call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc., 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492, Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
A new report finds the U.S. is the biggest arms seller in the world. More from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
America's major arms exports have increased by 23% over the last 5 years, according to a report from a leading arms control watchdog, the Stockholm International Peace Research Institute. Its latest report shows the U.S. has dramatically expanded arms exports to a total of 96 nations. The U.S. remains the largest individual arms exporter in the world, accounting for 36% of all weapons exported from 2015 through 2019. Russia is second, accounting for 21% of all arms sales over that period. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Supreme Court will consider a Mississippi case involving the sentencing of juvenile offenders. The case centers around the constitutional limits of sentencing minors to life in prison without parole. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Ruth, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn-Ruth Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-R.